Learning a foreign language has been a staple of middle and high school education, but it's less common in younger grades. From WHYY's Delaware Desk, Chris Barish profiles a Chinese language immersion program for elementary school kids.
Fifth grader Eve Sabinayagam's favorite color is blue. She's delighted to tell you that in flawless Mandarin Chinese. Her younger brother Nate can chime in too. The siblings attend Freer Elementary School near Dover. The Chinese language immersion program began 6 years ago with a handful of kindergartners. Today, 1,000 Delaware K through 5th graders are enrolled. They learn math, science, and other lessons in Mandarin for half of their day, then work in English the other half. Gregory Fulkerson of the State Department of Education says Delaware's approach ensures that Chinese class is front and center every day.
We really looked at the research that was a part of a lot of music research and the idea that you need daily exposure to both languages in order to really gain proficiency in the languages, especially if that language is not your language that you might speak at home.
The immersion program was championed by former Governor Jack Markell.
Ni hao.
The goal is to broaden the education of Delaware students and help the state attract more employers in the global economy.
Like, what does that say? What's it mean? Plants.
Markell started language immersion after a company with call centers in Wilmington and Belgium expanded in Belgium instead of here. The company cited how Belgians generally speak three languages. When Markell went to Utah to observe their immersion program, five Chinese governors were also watching the students.
They were very impressive. And I knew that these Chinese governors were thinking, well, if we're going to do something, we're going to do something in Utah. And I wanted to put Delaware in that position.
Delaware also has 4,000 kids taking Spanish immersion classes. 32 of Delaware's 110 public elementary schools now have immersion programs. At Freer, Principal Julie Lavender and her staff have embraced the program. Chinese alphabet characters adorn walls and doorways, such as the nurse's office. A lobby display case is dedicated to immersion and Chinese culture.
We did a Chinese New Year gala in the years past to celebrate the New Year, where we involved the entire school. We do morning announcements where once a week we highlight the Chinese immersion program students, and they speak in Chinese on the morning announcements, word of the day, phrases, that sort of thing. We have our motto is One Team, One Goal, No Limits, and that is translated as well.
The kids even Skype with peers in China. Shi Wen Li only speaks Chinese to her third graders. Li says her students have been taking Chinese for 3 years. She even introduces new concepts in subjects such as math that the kids haven't yet learned in their native tongue. She reminds herself that the children are, after all, 8 years old.
They're like, the attention span is very short. So if they are zoned out, they will definitely like be lost, because they will not catch up with what I'm saying. So I have to use like a lot of the visual aids and to use all like my enthusiasm like to get their attention.
On Li Laoshi's side today, you guys were working with the multiplication table. Does that look familiar to you?
After class with Li, the children are with their English-speaking partner, Lauren Bailey.
We have to be on the same page all the time. I need to know what she's doing over here so I can figure out how I'm going to best support her on the other side. Because sometimes they might not understand the concepts all the way in Chinese.
Bailey's role is critical in preparing the kids for statewide proficiency tests, which are in English.
They need to know what multiplication is in Chinese, but they also need to understand what multiplication is in English.
At Downs Elementary in Newark, teacher Pamela Chang is in her first year with immersion after teaching Chinese in high school for a decade. Chang was a little skeptical that English-speaking kids that young could really learn in Mandarin.
I want to see if it's really, really possible, but once I come into this program, I was just so amazed at how much students can do. They have no problem using Chinese to learn math, to learn science, and social studies. And they have no problem explaining the concept in a Chinese language. And to me, it's just the most rewarding experience I've ever had. When they go outside of school, they are going to have tremendous opportunities waiting for them.
The program will expand next year into middle school. Downs principal Patricia Prettyman hopes her students stay on their immersion path.
that's always the question. You know, the parents may decide other options, but our hope is that most of them will want to continue with the program.
Meanwhile, she'll keep recruiting new kindergartners. Parents are sold, she said, once they tour the Chinese classroom. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.